The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's Friday morning. Happy Friday to you. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Joe is going to be back on the radio on Monday. He is working in New Orleans, Louisiana today. He's going to be on the Maria Bartiromo program this morning. We're trying to find a way to bring you that audio live as it takes place. But we have good news for you if you were a child separated from your parent because that parent came here illegally. And that is that two-thirds of you have been reunited with your parents. That's right. Yesterday was the court-imposed deadline for reuniting the children with their parents who had come here illegally. And a court filing says the Trump administration has reunited 1,442 of the 2,551 children between the ages of 5 and 17 who'd been separated from their parents. Now, 378 of them have been released to others. 431 of these kids have had their parents deported. And so that is bringing up an interesting question that many of us hadn't thought about before, is what happens to the kids whose parents have already been deported? So, well, some parents elected not to be reunited with their kids and were read their rights in a language that they understood, whether it's Spanish or something else, according to the Department of Homeland Security. It's uncertain what is going to be done about other parents who've been deported. So we don't really have an answer for that. If you have a suggestion, we'd certainly love to hear it. 877-970-2999. What do you want to do with
them?
I'm
just saying, the kids have to go back with their parents.
So deport the kids as well.
Absolutely. Right. If you're deporting the parents, the kids have to go too. You're the one who accused me of not having a heart the other day.
No, that was John Katzimatidis.
I know, but there were other people that were saying that. Yeah. But anyway, and I know, and John was joking, but, you know, I get wanting to come to this country. I get wanting to be here to live a better life. You're coming from a place, wherever it is that you're coming from, there's oppression, you can't work, unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And I understand that, you know, we use a lot of these, a lot of immigrants that come in here that are illegal to do jobs that you and I, as everyday Americans, don't want to do. But there has to be a process and a proper way to come into this country to take those jobs that maybe you and I don't want to do. We don't want to be picking fruit off a tree or washing somebody's car or whatever. That's, you know, working at a construction site or whatever, manual labor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a proper way to do things. And I don't seem to understand why liberal people are just like, you know what? Just let them all in. Let's open all the borders, let everybody in, and let it sort itself out. Well, what happens when one of those immigrants, and we've seen this time and time again over the, not when President Trump has been in office, but other presidents as well. People that come into this country illegally and commit crimes, kill people. When does it stop? When does it stop? We need to have stronger borders. I don't understand. I read all these stories of people, you know, the guy who was, you know, the pizza delivery guy who was finally reunited with his wife. Why does he get to go to the front of the line now to have his case heard when he was told 8 years ago to leave the country and decided not to leave? I'm hearing another story from a friend of mine. The guy's an American citizen. His wife is not. His wife came here with her mother and her sister years ago on a visa. The visa's expired. Now all of a sudden that they've been talking with ICE and trying to, you know, get her to become a citizen, make her, you know, a citizen. And they followed all the rules or whatever. She may be deported. Why is it taking so long for these people to decide to file the paperwork? Just because President Trump is in office? Why weren't they doing it when President Obama was here? Why weren't they doing it when President Bush was here? When President Clinton was here? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
All right. Well, if you're an illegal alien and you would like to explain to Al why it's taking you so long to file your paperwork, give us a call. 877-970-2999.
But Frank, why is it okay when when the government tells you you can't stay here anymore, you have to leave, right? And you don't leave. I don't have any. And the pizza delivery guy, he was told to leave. He didn't leave. He decided to get married and build a life here, even though he knew he could be deported at any time.
Right. No. Again,
wasting our resources.
Right.
Why?
Well, no. I mean, it's certainly not right. He shouldn't have done that. But the bottom line is, it costs money to deport people. Right. So we have 11 to 13 million illegal aliens in the country. And this has nothing to do at all with the separated children issue,
right,
and with the court imposed deadline yesterday. So the question is we cannot afford it takes time and money to deport people. We do not have the will nor the means to deport 11 million people. So the question becomes is, who do we want to prioritize deporting? And in the case of the pizza delivery guy, here is someone who the judge described as a model citizen, right? Model citizen. That was the words that he mm-hmm. used. I wouldn't have used those words. And we're going to talk about the citizenship question in the context of this census lawsuit that's going forward in just a minute. Had never, aside from coming here illegally, had never broken any sort of law ever. His wife and his child are both American citizens who you are now sentencing to poverty. So by spending taxpayer money to deport this person who had not done anything wrong since he was here, you are now sentencing two American citizens to poverty. And so I would much rather be deporting people that are breaking laws, people who are okay, like the Trinitarios, who are murdering folks in, you know, in bodegas and
that's
beheading
fair
them. So, you know, if you want to have a discussion, we're not going to deport 11 million people. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
It will never happen. And if it did happen, we'd be paying $11 for a slice of pizza. That's true. I mean, that's part of the reason why we have such an immigration problem.
But my argument here is, why is it that this guy gets to go to the head of the line when there have been people that have been languishing
right
and waiting for
you're
100%
years right about that
to get in, to get into this country, and now he gets bumped up to the front of the line? If he hadn't stayed here 8 years ago, this would not be an issue.
That's absolutely right about violent crime, felons,
people who have committed crimes in other countries or here.
I'm not even saying
deport
even,
them.
Not even just violent crime. Somebody gets a ticket for, you know, these civil offenses like public urination.
How many of them are driving without a driver's license to cause accidents?
Exactly.
Get them out. There shouldn't be. To me, I understand this whole due process thing. These people are not citizens of our country. They are not, they should not be entitled to due process. You've committed a crime. Bye.
All right.
No wasting time. You get them out, and that's it.
Somebody that has now been convicted twice of a crime is the former most powerful man in New York State government, Sheldon Silver, who is going to be sentenced today. Al Gattulo wants the judge to throw the book at him. I have a tough time giving him 12 years for the crime that he committed. What say you? 877-970-2999. Vic in Westchester. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes.
Come on, Vic. Get to your point.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Goodbye. Nope. That's it. No. Right. I'm sorry. Giving people one chance, pay attention. You know, part of the problem, Frank, is you rush to get the call on.
I don't rush.
And they go, no. I'm punching the guy in as you're saying it, and they get distracted because you're talking in a low tone of voice.
I'm not talking in a low tone of
Vic,
voice.
Vic, how you doing? Get to your point. Get to your point.
I completely disagree with your premise that I'm speaking in a low tone of voice. Now, one other really absurd thing that we're seeing, speaking of the world of citizenship, is, you know, every 10 years we do the census, right? And now, so the 2020 census is going to be the next one. So yesterday, a federal judge gave the go-ahead to a lawsuit seeking to block the addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 census, saying that the plaintiffs made a plausible case that the move was a deliberate attempt by the White House to discriminate against immigrants. Now, this is only a question asking if you are a citizen. That's what the question is. That's the question that they want to add.
So why is this offensive?
Are you a citizen? Well, I don't think it is offensive. But the question to me is not, is it offensive? Is it illegal? Is it discriminatory? My answer to those is no. But yet this federal judge has decided that this lawsuit, which in my view is totally frivolous, is able to go forward. This, to me, is absolute madness. Tell me if you disagree. Is it racist? Is it discriminatory to ask on the census, are you a citizen? But this multi-state lawsuit is going to go forward. 877-970-2999. As you're reacting to that, I do want to tell you, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Alan Tonelson, who is, now that Peter Navarro is working in the White House, thank goodness, Alan Tonelson is one of the only people writing about trade and the economy who actually has a brain. I read economist after economist, so-called liberal economists, so-called conservative economists, and they all subscribe to this dogma of free trade as if it's more than an ideology. They all adhere to it as if it's some sort of a religion. And it is totally bupkis. Alan Tonelson is one of the few guys who can explain why that's the case. He was an advisor on trade to both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And he can explain, one, what our tariff policy actually is right now, and what the effect has been for the economy so far. Because the president is on this tariff victory tour right now. And we're going to help you separate the fact from the fiction with Alan Tonelson in just a bit. But first, let's say hello to Neil in Staten Island. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Welcome back. About Sheldon Silver, two things. Number one, you made a good point about the cost of $50,000 a year to keep him in prison, but he's a man of means, and I think that it should be where he should be paying for his own prison to teach him an additional lesson if he does go to prison. Well, I don't know what a taxpayers are paying for people.
Well, I would say, look, if we found that he profited $2 million in illicit gains or whatever amount we're going to determine that he took in bribes, then he should have to pay the taxpayers $6 million. Let him spend the rest of his life working to pay three times the cost of whatever it is that he wasn't entitled to illicitly. But I think, Shelley Silver, I never liked the guy, would certainly never vote for the guy for anything, but the guy is a smart guy. I have to think that there's something that he could be doing on behalf of the taxpayers that we could be benefiting from. And this is my whole problem with the way the criminal justice system is we've just created an industry that's just growing and growing and growing, and the people most being hurt by this are the taxpayers. And look, I never was fond of Michael Grimm, but I always said with Michael Grimm, here's a bright guy, right? And now, instead of him now paying taxes on $180,000 salary and the taxpayers actually making something for him, now we have to spend $50,000 in tax money to put him in prison, and he's no longer able to earn an income that we can tax. So I think we really need to rethink the entire method of why we put people in prison. In my view, we shouldn't be putting people in prison because we don't like them. We should put people in prison if they're going to hurt someone, if they're a danger to the community, if they're a rapist. They're the kind of people Al was talking about before that the judge released on his own recognizance. But I don't want to allow white-collar criminals off the hook at all, because there's a lot of banksters that helped bring about the Great Recession that I would love to see on an emotional level thrown in prison. But from a dollars and cents perspective, we have more people locked up in this country than any country in the world. And inevitably, what happens is then all those families that they leave behind without an income become wards of the state, and many of their kids become criminals as well. Now, Well, ask yourself the question. America has more people locked up than anywhere in the world. Is that because Americans are more wicked than anywhere in the world? I don't think so. 877-970-2999. Very quickly, before we get to Alan Tonelson, let's check in with Kevin in Russia. Hello there, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. I'm with the opinion closer to Al than you, Frankie. Illegals should not be getting things ahead of Americans. Now, my mom died while I was trying to get the documents for my wife and daughter. And my daughter is an American citizen. She's just born abroad. This is not right, putting people that broke the law to come to America before an American citizen is doing everything legal.
Well, Kevin, what American citizen am I putting behind the pizza delivery guy? I'm certainly not.
I told you on Facebook that I worked in Fort Hamilton. I had ID. I had a special ID when I worked there. Okay? That was long ago. So why is he even in America without legal documentation? Okay? I had an incident in February. I flew to Minsk on my way to Kiev. And they said you need a visa just to go through the airport for transiting to another plane.
Yeah, okay? Well, look, I can't disagree with you, Kevin. You're right on that. The guy shouldn't have been in the country, shouldn't have come here. But we kind of deal with the place that we're in. One more pro-Al person we'll get to before we go to Debbie. Kathleen in Westchester, go ahead, real quick.
Hey, Frankie, you know, Al is 100% right. I love it. I agree with him on two things. Yeah, I usually agree with him. He's a good guy. I love him.
But you're giving him a swell head, Kathleen. He's going to ask for a raise. He's going to try and get move back to Saturday nights.
I've never asked for a raise in 8 years here, so that's okay.
If this pizza guy hadn't gotten caught, he still would not be filling out those papers. And so he has no right to go to the front of the line of the people who have been waiting in their country or in this country that have started filling out the paperwork that are whatever the process is that takes so long. This guy doesn't deserve to cut through that because he broke the law twice now? That's not right.
Well, what was the second time?
The first time coming into the country and not filling out the papers, and the second time when they caught him.
Well, no. There was not a second incident. He was just
right, but
okay.
But real quick before we go to traffic, the only time he started filing for the paperwork was in January of this year because he knew that ICE was coming after him because Donald Trump they had hired more ICE people. They were cracking down. So then all of a sudden he starts the process. If he had started the process 8 years ago when he was told to leave, I could have a little bit more sympathy. He's trying to stay in the country. He's doing the due process. He didn't start doing the due process until January, and then lo and behold, he gets caught a couple of months later.
Yep.
That's where I have
fair enough
issue.
All right, Debbie Duhaime, how are the roads looking this morning?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening at the inbound side of the GWB. Waiting 30 minutes into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland still about 10 to 15. Some stop and go traffic. 80 West exit 37 out in Rockaway. A disabled truck in the way. Now, if you're taking a ride to the Cross Bronx westbound, really busy. Cross Bronx West, Bruckner out to the GWB. It's police department activity here. GWB right at the West Side Highway and Henry Hudson. So we're going to keep an eye on that for you. Also, the eastbound BQE up by the Brooklyn Bridge, that's a stalled car in the way, so prepare for some slowdowns. Fifth Avenue is still blocked 23rd to 19th, and that's all due to the ongoing police department activity after last week's problem with that steam pipe explosion over there. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Around the world, there are young people who face a difficult decision, continue their dream of education, or drop out to help support their families. In a single moment, you can help them write a new story. See potential, not poverty, at Unbound.org. Partly cloudy today, chance of a thunderstorm, high in the mid-80s. You now know where not to go. Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, you're starting to understand why winning the White House was so crucial. President Trump has a second chance to place a constitutional scholar on the Supreme Court. Instead of a devastating shift to the left on the high court, we have a chance to protect Americans against the liberals' disastrous plan for years to come.
You can criticize Trump all you want,
but this would never have happened if you hadn't put him in the White House. If you want to know why, keep it right here. AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon's recent quarter profit was dramatically stronger than expected. It made twice as much as forecast, more than $2 billion, a record for the company. Despite all the online shopping at Amazon, its cloud computing business, Amazon Web Services, was even more profitable. Amazon says it signed up more new Prime members on July 16th during its summer sale than any day ever, though that occurred after this quarter in the report. Chipotle is making a comeback under its new CEO, Brian Niccol. Chipotle's sales improved and it was able to raise prices, and customers were paying extra to add queso to their orders. Walmart is about to issue new credit cards with Capital One Financial. Its previous credit card partner was Synchrony Financial. The Dow was up 112 yesterday, NASDAQ down 80, S&P dropped 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code The Answer for 35% off your first month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
727, this is the Piscopo in the Morning show. I am Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Yesterday, the president was in Granite City, Illinois. He says American steel is back.
We're here today to celebrate a great victory, a victory for all of you, for this community, and for our entire country.
You know, when the president proposed these steel tariffs, and then when he proposed these other tariffs, and then when he left the door open to auto tariffs, economists on the left and on the right were pulling their hair out of their head because they say this is going to be a disaster. This is going to crush American industry, and it's going to lead to a rise in consumer prices, and it'll be cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. The sky is falling. And lo and behold, it doesn't seem to have been happening. Well, a guy that, one of the few people that understands the trade issue better than anyone that writes about it, is Alan Tonelson. He is the founder of the Reality Check blog, which is a terrific blog covering economics, national security, technology, and he was an advisor during the 2016 presidential campaign to both the Trump and the Sanders campaign on trade issues. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to say good morning to Alan Tonelson. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Frank. How are you today?
Well, Alan, I would be doing better if people had a more thorough understanding of what our trade policy actually was, because there's a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of intentional misinformation on this issue. So just so folks understand where we are now, what changes to the country's trade and tariff policy has the president actually implemented so far? Not talked about, not proposed, but actually implemented.
Well, Frank, that's a great question because we do seem to be at a very crucial point now when it comes to U.S. trade policy. And we can start out by noting that on his very first day in office, as he promised, President Trump pulled the United States out of a huge prospective trade deal with 10 other countries in along the rim of the Pacific Ocean, both in North America, Mexico, and Canada, as well as East Asia. And I was completely convinced, although I was part of a very small minority, that this Pacific trade deal would be very bad news for the American economy and American manufacturing and its workers in particular, because it was so badly negotiated. So that was a very positive first step. Then, After a longer delay than a lot of us would have liked to have seen, the president in March started to impose tariffs on imports of steel coming in from a large number of foreign countries, mainly because the Chinese had generated through government subsidies a massive glut in world steel supply that was driving down prices and threatening the profitability. And had it gone on much longer, perhaps the very existence of much of the American steel industry. And those tariffs had to be imposed on so many countries outside China because China had this practice of secretly shipping its steel through third countries to the United States. So if these tariffs were not imposed pretty much uniformly around the world, the United States would have remained the world steel dumping ground of last resort, which was totally unacceptable. Following that, and also following a period in which certain countries were exempted from the steel tariffs in return for promises to open up their markets further to other American goods, and the imposition of new steel tariffs along with aluminum tariffs on countries like Mexico and Canada plus the European Union after the United States was not able to sign satisfactory trade agreements from them, the United States began imposing tariffs on Chinese imports. The first set came earlier this month on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. There's a new set of tariffs set to go on to $16 billion more worth of Chinese goods at the end of this month. And the president is also talking about further tariffs of about $500 billion worth of Chinese goods.
So in terms of
important steps.
So in terms of what we've already implemented, not proposed, not talked about, not prospective, we pulled out of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We implemented steel and aluminum tariffs, and we implemented tariffs on Chinese goods. Those are the big three. Okay, so
that's
now
we
were told. Now I'm sitting here in the studio with Al Gattulo, who hosts a beer show, who's very passionate about beer. He's a beer enthusiast. Mm-hmm. He was panicked initially that this was going to lead to an increase in the price of beer. I talked to people that they were petrified that this was going to lead to into a rapid increase in the price of automobiles. People terrified that anything that has metal in it, they would just all of a sudden be instantly unable to afford. What has the tariffs, since they've been implemented in March, what have the tariffs done to consumer prices in this country?
That's really one of the two key questions. The other one being, what's it done to production and to employment in steel-using industries like automobiles? And the answer is on the consumer price front. We've seen a slight rise in consumer prices. We saw a very big increase in the price of washing machines and ovens and various larger appliances that use steel. I have a feeling that's going to be rolled back because consumers today, as anybody knows who's followed the economy even somewhat closely, are in no mood to pay much more for the goods and and services that they buy. And so I think washing machine makers tried this gambit. It looks like it failed. But generally speaking, we've seen very little in the way of higher consumer price inflation because of these tariffs. And I think what's even more important for the long run is that production and employment in these steel-using industries has so far gone up.
Well, and that's, to me, the most important aspect of this. We're talking with Alan Tonelson. If you want to read more about what he says about economics and trade, check out his blog, Reality Check. But, Alan, one of the things we have seen is China, primarily, but even some other countries, implementing retaliatory tariffs to sort of get back at us. And this is what they call the so-called trade war. China's done it with American pork and American soybeans, and folks are saying, look, hey, this is really hurting Americans that rely on exports to these countries. What do you say to that?
We haven't seen much effect there either. Now, it's true that China buys a lot of American pork and a lot of U.S. soybeans, and Mexico is also a big importer of U.S. pork products, and the Mexicans slapped tariffs on U.S. pork once U.S. tariffs on Mexican steel products went into effect. Regarding soybeans, though, what most of the critics seem to miss is the fact that you've got what economists call a globally integrated market. And so when one big purchaser of soybeans like China reduces reduces its own purchases from U.S. producers, that means that it's going to be buying a lot more soybeans from someplace else, mainly Brazil. But what that means in turn is that Brazil is not going to be able to supply the rest of its own customers. And guess where they're going to have to buy a lot of their soybeans from? The United States.
Right. And both aspects of these tariff fears can't be true, that it's going to lead to higher consumer prices and it's going to hurt American industry. You got to kind of pick one because they're directly.
That is a great point. And the reason is that most consumers in this country are also workers. So if they're losing their jobs and or seeing their wages cut, they're not going to be consuming a lot more. So therefore, inflation can't go up by definition.
And so two final questions, Alan, and then we'll let you go. And I so always value the opportunity to talk with you. Have American industries, whether it's soy farmers, whether it's hog farmers, whether it's anybody, have American industries been hurt by this so-called trade war that includes the retaliatory tariffs from China, Mexico, and other countries?
The best answer, the most honest answer so far is not yet. We do have to remember that it's still pretty early in the game, that there are still a lot of longer-term contracts that are still in effect. We don't quite know what's going to happen once they expire. But again, precisely because we are talking about globally integrated markets in so many of these products, because U.S. consumers have been so cautious for so long, mainly because their incomes have gone exactly nowhere, it's very difficult to make the case that even over the longer term, we're going to see anything close to these catastrophic effects. And I think over time, because U.S. leverage is going to convince many of our leading trade partners to reduce their own trade barriers, we're going to see net benefits for the American economy.
Well,
but it's not going to happen right away.
With that in mind, was it a mistake for the taxpayers to bail out farmers that were concerned about being hurt by these tariffs to the tune of $14 billion?
I think that what's not recognized is, first of all, that, again, they're competing in this single global market. So the effects weren't going to be all that significant at very best. And second, also crucial to remember that because so many farmers and so many crop areas overplanted so much, in large part because they got hooked on exporting to foreign markets, there's been a glut of many types of U.S. farm products, especially the kinds of grains and big crops that receive massive subsidies already from Washington. Farm subsidies and payoffs to American farmers are nothing new. We've been doing this for decades on a very big scale, but when you do subsidize something, generally speaking, you get more of it, and that's exactly what we've seen with all these farm products. And as a result, long before anybody like President Trump began talking about tariffs and trade wars, the price of U.S. farm products had been greatly reduced over the last 5 years.
Well, fair enough, Alan. I will be reading you on the Reality Check blog. I hope our listeners do as well. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Frank. Have a great day.
Likewise, and a good weekend. If anybody wants to comment on tariffs or the economy in general, you're welcome to give us a call. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A neighborhood in Brooklyn calling on the city to take action on an intersection that they say is dangerous. People living in the Prospect Lefferts Garden section of the borough claim they're constantly seeing cars speeding at the intersection of Bedford Avenue and Midwood Street. NBC4 New York reports there was recently a collision at the crossing between a fire truck and a car. No one seriously injured in that crash. The Department of Transportation says they can't put speed bumps in that area. Residents are asking for signs to be installed, telling drivers to slow down. The ramp connecting the eastbound upper level of the GWB to West 178th Street is going away for a year. Starting today, a deck replacement project begins on the ramp with an anticipated 12-month closure needed to complete the work. Passenger cars should now take exit 1 towards the Henry Hudson Parkway and then follow the posted detour, while trucks under 13 feet, 6 inches in height, should head for exit 2 towards Amsterdam Avenue. Trucks over that height are going to have to pass on the route until further notice. In sports, Didi Gregorius broke the game open with a three-run homer in the fourth inning. Yankees cruising to a 7-2 win over the Royals in the Bronx. Sonny Gray tossed 5 shutout innings on his way to an 8-7 record on the season. He had to leave, though, due to a thumb injury. And Aaron Judge suffering a chipped fracture to his right wrist after being hit during the first inning of last night's win over the Royals. It'll be 3 weeks before Judge is able to swing a bat. Wilmer Flores as Drubal Cabrera each hitting 2 home runs, helping the Mets power past the Pirates 12-6. The Amazons have won 3 straight. Sports is sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. FDR Drive North at 14th Street. It's an accident, so do expect some delays there. More volume as you head over to the southbound side of the West Side Highway, right past the GWB. Some ongoing police department activity that's causing delays on the cross of Bronx West, Bruckner, all the way out to the GWB. Because of that police department activity, West Side Highway right at the George Washington Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB 25, better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland still about 20, 80 West heading out toward Rockaway, a disabled tractor trailer to watch for. Traffic slowing down for you just a bit here as you head over to the southbound thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for slowdowns on the Taconic southbound at Bryant Pond Road into Putnam Valley. That's an accident in the process of being cleared. Eastbound BQE still heavy at the Brooklyn Bridge with a disabled car. Partly cloudy today, chance of a thunderstorm, high in the mid-80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better.
I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
7:44. This is Piscopo in the morning. I'm Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Joe Piscopo is working. He's poised to go on Fox Business in a few minutes, and we're going to work to bring you the audio of that appearance.
Maybe.
He's going to go on with Maria Bartiromo to talk about double standards. So he's going to be back on the radio on Monday. But we'd love to hear from you. Any topic is fair game. Anything you want to comment on that is in the news or out of the news, you're welcome to do so. 877-970-2999. Let us begin with Debbie in Glendale, Queens. Debbie, hello.
Good morning. I'm backtracking to the conversation on citizenship on the consensus form, and I'm just thinking and wondering, what about forms like motor vehicle forms, jury duty forms, job applications? Does that mean that eventually they'll just take away that question on those forms as well? And the other thing I'm thinking is, a lot of these people that are hiding and don't want to answer that question will not fill out the consensus form anyway. They will totally disregard it. So the judge and everybody's making a big deal about this when people are probably not going to answer that form anyway.
Well, I agree with just about everything you said, Debbie, except the fact that it is the census form, not the consensus form. But the history, America has almost always had this question on its census form. It goes back until 1960, we had a question about whether or not you were a citizen on the census form. I think the first year that there was no question about citizenship was the 1970 census. I stand to be corrected on that, but I think from 1790 until 1970, I don't know what was wrong with it, but good thing we did away with it. Now we have no idea who's filling out the form, who's a citizen. And by the way, keep in mind, you can check that you're not a citizen and you don't get deported. There's no penalty for filling out that you're not a citizen. 877-970-2999. Mel in Brooklyn, hello.
Good morning, Frank. All data is good. How the people use it, that's something that people have to be on guard for. For example, after World War II, Germany did not have a census till 1987. And when they did, they found out they had 2 million people less in the country than they thought, which means that they were overpaying for services. They weren't able to allocate resources. So that's why all information is good.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more, Mel. Thank you. 877-970-2999. Danny is in Long Island. Hello there, Danny.
Hey, Frank. I just wanted to bring up a point before about this immigration. There's a lot of people coming into the country who have diseases that our medicines do not work on, you know, strain-resistant forms of tuberculosis and anything, and most people aren't even talking about it.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair. I don't think that's unique to people coming in from the third world, although certainly antibiotics might be less likely to work on diseases that we've never seen before in this country. But that's a big problem all over the world, actually, is these antibiotic-resistant superbugs that doctors and researchers are constantly trying to find a way to contend with.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm going through our TiVo box cable system here. Mm-hmm. So I can get every channel but Fox Business on the television screen that is on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, if Charlie, if you wouldn't mind turning that TV to channel 316 over there, on that TV, on the first TV, you can get Fox Business. I can't get the audio for Fox Business
so
on the other
we're
TV.
We're not going to be able to hear Joe?
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't understand this. Every single channel, MSNBC, every single channel that I've scrolled through, either by punching it in or doing it by hand, I'm able to get, except for Fox Business. I can't get Fox Business on the other TV. Well, it's amazing.
It's not exactly a premium channel. Why wouldn't
no,
we
but that's what
get
I mean. It keeps telling me it's not authorized on this
one. No, not authorized. All right. Yeah. We're going to work to resolve this, Debbie, but what is authorized is your traffic reports.
Yes.
How are they looking this morning?
It certainly is. Let's see what's happening. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here. As you head to the eastbound BQE, it's still kind of busy. Heading up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge, a disabled vehicle in the way. Now, it's kind of busy on the FDR Drive north of 14th Street with a collision plus a disabled vehicle in the same area. Southbound West Side Highway right past the GWB Police Department activity. That's causing delays on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward the George Washington Bridge this morning. LIE eastbound at Utopia Parkway, a collision. It's a tough ride on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Victory Boulevard. Accident blocking two lanes. Eastbound slowing down with rubbernecking over there. Inbound side of the GWB still holding on to a 25-minute delay. Lincoln 20, Holland about 20. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on the Cross County. Cross County West at Midland Ave. Getting into Yonkers. It's an accident over there as well. Checking in on the subway. Subway's on time, but delays on the path of trains. Newark to World Trade and Journal Square to 33rd. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher wants the Trump haters to open their eyes.
A brand new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal conducted before and after the Helsinki summit shows the president approval rating at 45%. That is up 1 point from June.
President's approval ratings in a pretty respected poll higher than they've ever been. His approval ratings continue to go up, which is making the left go crazy.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
TGIF. Boy, I'll tell you, the weather has been miserable here on the East Coast this week. I can't stand it, but I got a chance to get over to the pool earlier this week to get some exercise in. I love doing that 30-minute walk in the water, but I'll tell you know what helped me too? My Calitrin, a 90-day supply of Calitrin. If you order it right now at toploss.com, you can lose weight, have more energy, and feel great with Calitrin. No drugs, no stimulants, all natural, so simple to use. After I was walking in the pool, took a couple of capsules of Calitrin, helped to give me back what I need. Take it before bedtime. It works on you while you're sleeping. It does work. Give Calitrin a call right now at 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. Again, 1-800-325-4366. The operators will answer all your questions, and use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
All right, 6 minutes to 8 o'clock, Piscopo in the morning. Joe Piscopo, just moments ago, began with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business Network. Let's give a listen as they talk about Roseanne and whether there's a double standard.
I'm an AM 970 radio host. Joe Piscopo is with us this morning with reaction. Joe, good morning to you. Good to see you, as always. What are you thinking here? Your thoughts on what Roseanne said?
I think it was great that she came out. Sean did a great job, and good morning, Maria. I think everybody's too sensitive now. Comedy is comedy. You can say one thing and not the other. There's a double standard. It's nice to see. And, you know, I have to tell you honestly, Maria, because I love you. I'm so honest with you when I talk to you. Never a huge Roseanne fan, but she had a right to say what she wanted to say. It was reprehensible, and it was wrong. But everybody's going to relax. And if you're going to go after Roseanne, then you got to go after the rest of Hollywood, and the double standard. Standard should not be.
Well, that's the thing, Joe. I mean, comedy used to be just funny, but comedy has gotten mean. It's gotten mean. And I don't think she was trying to be funny with that tweet, by the way.
Yeah, maybe. It was reprehensible. You can't make any excuses. But, you know, I'm on the road. I speak to you from Baltimore. We played the Blues and Jazz. We're on our way to New Orleans, to Biloxi. You know, and I'm on stage last night, Maria. And I could find myself as I'm doing. We do the whole Frank Sinatra thing, and we have a ball.
Oh, I know you do. Nobody does it better.
Oh, thanks. When you go to the comedy on stage, I find myself checking myself. And I'm talking to some of my buddies who I came up with. Gilbert Gottfried was on my show the other day on AM 970. And Gilly and I were saying, you could not on stage do it back in the day. You couldn't. If we did today what we did back then, our careers would have never made it anywhere. You know, nowadays, it's like the more we preach tolerance, the less intolerant we become.
Well, do you think people will forgive Roseanne? I mean, she said she's lost everything. Here's another clip from last night. Before you answer, listen, watch this clip.
You know, we'll continue with that clip and Joe's response to it in just a moment. But I am curious to know if the PC culture has permeated the world of weather forecasts. The man who's going to give us an answer to that question is the one and only Joe Lumberg over at the AM 970 The Answer Weather Desk. Joe, do you find yourself censoring your own weather forecasts for fear of offending anyone?
To some degree, especially if there's anything that involves climate change or global warming. Oh, my goodness. You have to be very careful what you say there.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. And not to mention the choice of using the Celsius or Fahrenheit when you give the temperature, right, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I could say that it's going to be 31 degrees today for a high, but everybody would say, what, it's going to be that cold? But no, that's the Celsius high. 87 is what you and I here in America would say, you know, for our afternoon high today.
How's it looking in terms of rain today, Joe?
I think there'll be a shower and thunderstorm this afternoon, particularly mid to late afternoon and early tonight. That's when I think the heaviest of the thunderstorms will come through. There could be severe weather with flooding downpours and gusty winds. Those should die down late tonight. Most of the weekend looks fine weather-wise with sun and clouds. I can't rule out a shower tomorrow as the humidity is going to be slow to drop. But eventually it does, and Sunday's a no-doubter, partly sunny, mid-80s. It's going to be a nice day Sunday.
Well, thank you, Joe. We'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to checking in with you again next hour.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. We'll continue with Joe Piscopo, and if you want to comment on this issue that Maria and Joe are bringing up, you can give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. In this vein, we will actually be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by Roseanne's spiritual advisor, America's rabbi, a man who was with Roseanne last night, not in any untoward sense. Come on, get your head out of the gutter. Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who they were performing together here in New York City last night. They recorded a live podcast, and we're going to get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you want to comment on that whole situation, you're welcome to. We'll talk movies with Jeffrey Lyons and talk about Michael Cohen's shocking disclosure. With Mike Gallagher coming up next hour. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. You're listening to Piscopo in the Morning. I'm Frank Morano. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
76 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New food options coming to LaGuardia Airport. 5 well-known restaurants will debut at the New York City Airport when the newly built Terminal B opens later this year. Governor Cuomo says the restaurants, which include Shake Shack, Osteria, Fusco, and La Chula, will give travelers an authentic taste of what it's like to be a New Yorker. Think milkshakes, cheeseburgers, pasta, and enchiladas. Amazon's new facial recognition technology is being met with some backlash. The ACLU recently tested the tool known as Recognition with the faces of different members of U.S. Congress. Recognition incorrectly identified 28 of the members tested as other people who are criminals. Because of this, the ACLU is calling for Congress to temporarily prohibit law enforcement from using facial surveillance. In sports, Yankees over the Royals 7-2.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.